Well, good evening, everyone, and God bless. And it has been a really great night, all the wonderful sharings. You know, it is really started, I think, with the confession. You know, saying what we want, not what we see. Speaking those heavenly words, really encouraging people. You know, as we continue to have that relationship with God, he blesses our lives in ways that we can never even comprehend at times. You know, Anna was sharing about the economy and the restaurants and everything. And, you know, when you look into the world, you can see, you know, those that really trust, have their trust in God, and those that are just, you know, seeking that money, wanting more and more. And, you know, it's never enough. But God is our sufficiency. We know that. Pedro, you really blessed me with your sharing as well. Yeah. You know, it is that. That speaking in tongues keys off everything. If you can just concentrate your mind, just doing 5 minutes and then 10 minutes and then building that up where you allow nothing to stop you. You know, sometimes us women, we have lots of things going on in our minds in one day. And we start to speak in tongues and then suddenly we think, oh, the washing machine stopped. I'll go and take that out. Or, oh, I need to feed the dogs, or, oh, what are we having for tea? Oh, I need to get that out of the freezer. And your mind's in constant drive. But, you know, when you really do sit down and just really speak in tongues, you know, Amber blesses me. She goes into her closet and she really goes to work. She really prays and speaks in tongues and really gives everything to God. And having that quiet time, you know, because if we're not in alignment and harmony with God, how are we going to hear from him? I sent a message out to just a couple of people yesterday. Love, can you pass me my phone? I want to quote it. Yeah, we got the two puppies and they've been so good all night, but now they've just suddenly come to life. Say hello. Yes, go and sit down. I want to share this because I sent it to Danny and Amber and a few people and just really blessed me. It's hard to hear God's voice when you've already decided what you want him to say. You know, we list things to God and then we don't wait. We just decide, well, this is how I'm going to do it. We don't wait to have the answer. And God has that perfect answer for each and every one of us. It's not that we list things to God and then go off and try and do them ourselves. You know, we wait for God's answer. And sometimes that isn't instant. Sometimes we have to wait. You know, it says in the Word of God about the patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, temperance. You know, of such there is no law. But God wants us to have that patience with him. And we know that when we hear from God, like Pedro was sharing, you know, that speaking in tongues, when you do that interpretation, that just flows. It's not that you think about it. Some people might, when they first start, that first word or second word, and then bang, the rest is straight from God because you don't have time to think about it. And it's the same when we share those heavenly words. Like I shared the other week, you know, I've been working with this girl in Norway, and somebody tried to tell me what was wrong with her. And I said, I don't need to know. Because God knows. So God will give me the words to give to her. I don't want to give her what I think. I want to give her what's going to really penetrate her heart and let her know that God's got her back, that God's the one that she goes to. He's the one that encourages. And so by speaking those heavenly words, it's not like we have to know everything about a person to deliver a message. I remember that teaching that was done with the alcoholics sat in the audience, you know, and they preached on alcohol. And it just made the person go deeper in. So we don't need to know what's going on in people's lives to be able to minister that power of God. Because God knows. God knows everything. He is all-knowing. And the important thing is that he's a living God. You know, we don't worship an idol or wooden statue, or we have a shrine set up in the corner. Well, we do here, one to Lawrence, but we don't have a shrine set up in a corner where we bow down to it every day, right? We have a relationship with the living God, which is so powerful. And he wants each one of us, his children, to be blessed, to live that life which is more than abundant. And it's not always about finances. You know, we can have one foot in the world and one foot in the word, and we will still get blessed because that's how loving God is. But, you know, sometimes we step outside those boundaries and we put ourselves in situations that we will never know what the outcome could have been. You know, we know that God can send angels to protect us, but we still don't push it. It's like if somebody said to you, jump off that cliff, God will save you. You don't tempt it. You have your own rationalization about what's good and what's acceptable and perfect will of God, and that is not it. Unless, of course, God's told you to jump. Total different ballgame. But we just don't step out into these things and just think, well, okay, God will take care of me. You know, that's foolish. That's not using wisdom and the knowledge that comes within that manifestation, that gift of Holy Spirit. You know, so we have that gift. We can speak in tongues. And, you know, for someone that's gone to a fellowship for 2 years and not able to speak in tongues, they're not being served those heavenly words. Because first and foremost, you know, we want to encourage people to believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. They get born again and then they have the ability to speak in tongues. That is their direct communication with God, right? It's like if I went to live in Spain or France or Portugal, I would need to learn the language to communicate effectively. So, you know, it's not that we decide, well, actually, they don't need that. I'll just give them, I'll just feed them. No. See, the heavenly words come from God. We feed the people and the people grow. I want her to excel above, way above me. Right? Because that's God's desire, that we encourage iron sharpeneth iron. We encourage one another unto love and to good works. And we speak what we want, not what we see. And we speak those heavenly words. We don't run people down. We encourage with that love of God. Because why? Because Christ died for us. We are all equal in God's eyes. Right? Yeah, we run a fellowship on a Thursday. You know, Lawrence works full-time for God. That doesn't make him any different to any of you guys. Right? You have the same spirit. You have the same ability. It's just that we all have different functions. And so when we go to God, we give him our desires. Maybe you desire to go full time. Maybe you desire to run a fellowship. Maybe you desire to win people to God. Whatever your desire, you give to God. And we, as all been spoken tonight, we speak the positives. We speak the heavenly words that do the encouragement, right? Encourage people. Why? Did Jesus Christ go about running people down, knocking people, putting people to one side? No. He spoke from God. And then the people got the deliverance. Then they followed him in the masses. Why? Because there was something different about him. Something very positive, something very enticing. Like, oh, I want to know more. Right? When he spoke in parables. Right? That was spoken of tonight. He spoke in parables. Why? Because not everybody was really interested in. Yes, people want to be healed. They get healed and then they may not want to know God anymore. But these, when he spoke in parables, those true laborers followed him and said, but we don't understand. Show us. Explain to us. That's when you know that you've got a good laborer. That's when you know that somebody's really, you know, desiring the works of God when they pursue. We can all come on here. We can all speak wonderful words. Some of us have had years of Bible knowledge. But it's back to the basics of when you are in your home, on your own, your relationship with God is what really counts. We can all do fair speeches, all do great teachings, but you know, sometimes those teachings keep us locked. But when God is the inspirator, when he inspires you to move, then things are very powerful. You know, people starting to run their fellowships now, and people praying for laborers. You know, this is the important part, the outreach. You know, there's been so much inreach. We want new people. We want new fields. We want new areas. Why? Because that's what God wants. He wants all men to be saved and to come into a knowledge of the truth. And the truth is that religion is man-made. But God is a living God, and he serves all religions. So when we tell people that, it's like a breath of fresh air. You know, we still have division here in the UK between the Methodists and the Baptists and the Roman Catholic and the Protestant, well, all of them. Division. Why? Because they're afraid. The hierarchy are afraid that they'll take their people. It's not about God. It's about keeping hold of their people, keeping them in the indoctrination of the religion. But see, it's God that wants all men to come to the truth. And so when we hide behind religion, people aren't coming to the truth. They're staying within their Pentecostal, their Methodist, their Baptist, you know, and the pastor, whoever, is holding on to his people because the churches are dwindling. A lot of our churches here in the UK is very sad. They've been turned into houses and flats and goodness knows what. Because why? Because religion keeps man in a hole, keeps man looking to man, whereas God, we look to him. And we tell you very blatantly, don't come to us, you go to God first. See, it's your relationship with God which are going to turn the tides on religion. People will start to see things on you that they've never seen possible in the church. I remember Danny and Amber used to go to a church down the road quite a few years ago. And Danny and Amber walked into this church and the pastor was like, wow, this is a breath of fresh air. Like, he totally loved them. But as soon as Danny started to say, you know, you can be healed, and started to minister, whoa, no, that can't do that. Not allowed to do that. Is he reading the same Bible? Obviously not. Obviously there's fear there, because he fears that, well, maybe if Danny ministers, this person doesn't get healed, then, you know, they're not going to come back anymore. No. So Danny and Amber graciously left, and it just wasn't the right place for them. But, you know, God inspired them to go there in the first place. And I do know that one or two, you know, really, really got blessed with what they shared. And I think one or two really did get healed as well. But see, God will put you where you need to be. And maybe that is going to the local church. Maybe that's, you've just gone there just to heal someone. But see, when we speak, it's got to come with power. Because see, that's, we are actually representing God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is power. Jesus Christ walked about with power. So we look at that, and that's the example that's set for us. Blast religion. Continue to look to the one true living God. Speak those heavenly words. You know, say what you want, not what you see in this world. Right? Every week I say, you know, we're still hearing, oh, the recession, oh, this, oh, the election, oh. Just pray. Just give it to God and God will take care of it. Right? The word of God says we pray for those in authority. Just do it. Right? If there's things going on and you're unsure, just pray. And God will find a way. And if you think, well, you know, perhaps I ought to be doing this. No, God will find a way. Just don't take it back out of his hands and try and do it yourself. Be patient. Be loving. Be kind. Speak in tongues much. and then you continue to move. See, we have a glorious life. Some people never get to see the reality of the moment that they are in, because there's so much going on around them they don't even realize. But I tell you now that God is going to work in each one of our lives, even when we don't know it. He's protecting us. He's taking care of us. He's making sure that there's food on the table. You know, it says that he's never seen a faithful begging bread. We will never beg, right? God will always take care. If he can feed the birds, he can certainly take care of us. But we need to be with him too. It's not that we just go to him when we need something. We have a relationship with him on a daily basis. Every day when you wake up, when you're doing the cooking or the ironing, you can still be having a conversation with God. You can still be inviting him into your day. You know, Sunday was our wedding anniversary. 37 years we've been together. But imagine if we didn't communicate over 37 years. That's not a relationship. That's just living in a house and like lodgers. You know, it's a relationship. You have to talk. You have to encourage. And God, he intercedes for both of that. He's the greatest encourager. If only we just take the time to listen and to hear where he's directing our steps. Because he'll never direct them into harm. He will always direct our steps so that we are encouraged, that we are blessed, that our needs are taken care of. And there are times when we have to be stewards, good stewards, you know, of what God's given us. And then we utilize it to the best of our ability. And as you do that, then God will bless you with more. And we've come to that realization over the last few years, you know, that being a good steward is so vitally important to that Christian walk. And so, you know, there's lots of things that we can do while we're waiting on God, to whatever prayers we need answered, whatever needs we have, whether it's ministry and healing or whatever. You know, we can still have a relationship with him while we're waiting. And key off number one, speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues. I'd rather that you speak in tongues more than them all. There you go. You know, we were having little competitions here a couple of months ago, and everybody was, as soon as you started speaking in tongues, you'd set the timer on your phone and then they'd be sending it to one another. Oh, I did it for an hour. And then somebody come in, I did it for an hour and 10 minutes. Oh, I did an hour and a half. You know, yes, it was a little bit of friendly competition. But it was easy to be entreated. The more you done it, the more that you could black out the world and just focus in on God. So if there's any great encouragement this week, is to speak in tongues much. Really, really block out the world and speak in tongues. And you watch God go to work. You watch those heavenly words flow. You watch your whole life do a 24 transformation overnight. Because see, when you're speaking in tongues, God is spirit. And if you're speaking in tongues, that's spirit. And the two go hand in hand. So it's vertical, then horizontal. So bless your hearts.
Wonderful moment, really great. Sharing.